All right, so we're back at it again. Oars excited to jump right into the data. We saw the PCE price index, or the personal consumption expenditure price index, come out in the US. It was along expectation lines as far as how it's developing, so coming down a bit. We're going to get into it a little bit later of where there's actually cracks showing in the US system. So maybe not everything is as hunky-dory as everyone might think. Before we get into that, we also have consumer price index numbers coming out of Germany as well as the European area. Germany was quite interesting to see in terms of being along the lines of expectation at the inflation running that they expected to be in February about 2.5%, and in their core inflation looking at 3.4%. Did you see anything there that kind of caught you off guard, or did you think that was kind of right in line?
No, I think that's right in line. It's interesting how it is coming down and how like headline inflation is lower than core inflation, which is pretty normal in most of the economies. And the interesting question really now is whether it will pick up again or whether it will stabilize or even further decrease. I'm not as optimistic that it will further decrease. I think there are some forces in the markets, in the economies, that could lead to to inflation picking up again.
Yeah, it is valuable to keep your eye on those numbers, especially with Germany being such a big economy in terms of the world, and also especially for the euro area, which also had CPI numbers come out as well. Again, kind of along the lines of expectations, but actually a little bit less than what was expected, but still pretty high. In terms of all-time high, I think the CPI was something, when the CPI index was 124.53, and the numbers that came out was 124.03. So still high. It actually increased from January. But in general, you know, we're just still sitting at a high level of inflation in the European or the euro area.
Yeah, I mean, in general, we're talking about like inflation, how it develops, but it's still an inflationary environment. And that means as long as these numbers are positive, prices will increase. And so this is something everyone should have in mind. Even so, if you have are back to 2.1% or 2%, it still means that like the prices are 2% higher than they were a year ago.
And I think that's always a fascinating perspective to look at and to remind ourselves when we're looking at inflationary environments, especially when you look at the US economy and kind of how a lot of the developed economies function with inflation constantly happening.
Yeah.
And that, you know, for an economy might not be a bad thing, but it can put some weight on the value of your wealth, of what you're earning, of your savings. And so it's something that, you know, needs to be talked about, and it's why it's talked about so much.
Yeah.
We also saw numbers coming out of China in terms of manufacturing.
Yeah.
It was pretty disappointing for China, with all of their production or manufacturing being down quite low. I know just before you had said that you wanted to talk about why that is, maybe more understandable than not.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not encouraging. I think it shows how China still is struggling with the new world after Corona, I would say. But you can explain it to a certain extent by the Chinese New Year, which is usually a whole week instead of just one day, where like the economy is kind of stopped more or less, and people really spending time with their families, celebrating, traveling. And so it makes sense that manufacturing, for example, is going down during such a period. But it will be interesting also here how it will develop going forward. And I'm not sure whether China is already on the growth path again and how long it takes to get back to it.
Yeah, they're in a tough spot, especially as much of the Western world is experiencing inflation and trying to battle inflation. China is actually battling the opposite of deflation and trying to get their economy that's, you know, kind of needs some oil in the gears to get rolling again, to get out of that deflationary period. And so it'll be a fascinating thing to look and see how it develops, you know, this year and in the future. So jumping back to the US release of the core PCE price index, we wanted to talk a little bit more about maybe some of the cracks that people might not be aware of. If you're listening to most media, you're probably hearing, hey, inflation is in the right path. Mm-hmm. Could you give some perspective to those numbers and why some economists are not as optimistic as the media might be pushing?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it also goes back to China, why I'm not very optimistic for them to pick up again, because, I mean, the demand is coming from like abroad. And so to increase or to drive this demand of the economists should be in a good shape. And we just don't see that. Even so, PCE index was in line with the expectations. We have seen different figures, numbers coming out this week as like new home sales, which were down, which were even less than anticipated, durable goods orders, which were down, or consumer confidence, which were down quite a bit from what was forecasted or anticipated, and also from last month. And so we have these different areas where things are starting to pop up that show maybe the economy is not in such a good shape. Another thing is the crude oil inventories, which has increased. What does that mean? It means that there is more inventory in crude oil, which on the other side means that the economy is not being so active, because otherwise they would have consumed more oil. And also the Chicago producer purchasing manager index is also quite a bit lower, almost 10% lower than what was anticipated. So we're seeing in different spots things coming up, also like initial jobless claims, which were higher than anticipated.
Continuing jobless claims.
Well. So these are all things which make me doubt about a soft landing, about the economy just being fine. And I mean, we also see it with the anticipation or like the expectations from the central banks, where at the end of last year, everyone was super hyped and said, oh yeah, now we're having this soft landing and in interest rates will come down starting at March this year. And then out of sudden it changed and it was like, yeah, maybe not March, but then May, it will be May. And now it's not even sure what it will be June this year. So maybe we will have to wait the whole first half of the year until we even see the first cut in interest rates.
Yeah, it is a very interesting switch to see that we've been talking for almost 2 years now of a soft landing or a recession might not even hit. And it feels like, I mean, we talked about it last week. Hmm. It feels like that has switched almost 180 degrees, and now everyone's like, oh, there's no chance. Yeah. And so it's interesting, you know, something we've always been skeptical of that, but now even, you know, major people are starting to admit and shake their head and say, okay, these cracks are showing up and it doesn't look great.
Yeah.
So looking forward to next week, what are we going to be looking at? I think we were looking at the
GDP growth in Switzerland.
GDP growth in Switzerland,
yeah,
as well as GDP growth in Australia.
Yeah.
And the ECB, or not the ECB, excuse me, the Bank of Canada will have interest rate decisions next week. And was there anything
and,
else?
There was the U.S. Service, what was it?
Yes, the service PMI.
Correct.
Yeah.
And GDP Switzerland, I have to correct, this was this week as well. And it was also growing, but not as much. So not very exciting there, but something to follow.
Yeah, it was good to see that it was stable, but not wild, and that's okay to see.
Yeah, and next week we will come back on Wednesday instead of Friday, so look out for us.